Chapter 6. Tales are told.
Later that day, after many of the villagers had completed their day's work, Brennius returned to the inn. It was his second visit in 3 days, a very unusual occurrence. The inn was packed with villagers having animated conversations and enjoying fresh, crisp ale made by the monks.
At the back of the inn, a wooden stage had been lit up for Anna the actress, who was performing a play. Although the play was good and Anna was acting magnificently, most of the drinkers in the inn were too busy chatting to pay her any attention. Brennius strolled across the room to the stage and interrupted Anna. He climbed the steps onto the stage and barged her out of the way before making an announcement to everyone. Hear thee," he shouted above the noise of the room. Everyone went silent as the knight and turned to face the traveller. "People of kingdom, I have discovered something puzzling beyond our forests. I came across a strange circle of stones." I gasped. I took a closer look and discovered a strange symbol in the centre of the circle. It looked like a mysterious, scaly creature. I smelled a trace of smoke in the air. I quivered with fear and backed away cautiously. "Will anyone come with me to take another look and unravel this mystery?" The villagers began to laugh hysterically at Brennius. They thought it was a joke. They all returned to their drinking and chatting. Brom the miner, however, stood up from his table and walked slowly towards Brennius. He leant over to Brennius's ear, turned his back to the rest of the inn and whispered, "I believe you, Brennius. I've seen something strange too." Brennius's eyes widened as he heard Brom's words. He wanted to hear more, and so beckoned the miner across to a quiet corner of the inn to talk.